The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, always delighted to speak to Sam Bird from London Bulls. And Sam, we've just found out the news about the new squad for next season. First of all, that importance of signing Jade.
Yeah, as you know, Andy, we've got an amazingly young, talented group of athletes, most of whom are now in the England pathway. And we made top four, as you know, and we sort of reflected on, you know, how we can improve. And what one of the things we feel that might just get us over the line for a championship is to have somebody as experienced as Jade alongside Lindsay and Chelsea. And they've all played at top level, and we just felt that sort of experience combined with the excellent young talent that we've got would be the thing that gave us the edge to push on for the final this year.
We already saw this morning on Sky that she already looks good in the pink, so you'd be happy about that.
She does. She does look good in pink, which is always welcome.
It's nice as well that you're offering Chelsea the chance to return to the Super League. Explain a little about that. Tell me, like, Lisa's influence in that?
Yeah, so these conversations with these top-class athletes go on for years, to be honest. I mean, the roster you see now has taken several years, really, since I came to post to get such a strong roster. And I've been in touch with Chelsea before, and obviously she's played in Australia. And Lisa, myself and Fiona obviously discussed who we're trying to bring onto the roster very carefully. And some players you approach, you don't get, that it's not the right time for them. And certainly with Chelsea, I think it is the right time for her to come back. Mm. She's a fabulous player. And I think for her to sort of come back and be part of the Super League as it grows in strength is really good for the fans as well. She's a fan's favourite, but also to share her experience with our very talented young middies. And I think she'll slot in really well into the squad. She is coming in as a goal attack, wing attack. You will probably remember, Andy, that she's a very good shooter as well, but maybe not so many fans will know that, but she's actually a really nice goal attack, wing attack. And so she brings that sort of strength for us across the attacking end as well.
In the overall scheme of things, I mean, do you get people like Jade and Chelsea early on as part of that jigsaw and then build people around it? Or were they relatively late in the scheme of things just to secure those final spots?
Yeah, well, I was so impressed with the squad we had in terms of effort and the commitment they give to the club and their growth. And we as a coaching staff absolutely loved the squad we had last year. And the players we have lost have pretty much gone because they've got university commitments elsewhere. So we wanted to retain the players that we highly value to start with. And then we looked at, well, you know, how do we go one better this year? What's going to be the tipping point? And, you know, who do we need where? And that's where those two names obviously rise to the top very quickly. When you're looking at world-class athletes, they're names that come into your mind very quickly. And so we made quite an early decision to try and target those players once we were allowed to come in and sort of fill the final jigsaw puzzle for Pulse to try and win this year.
Mm. Ellie, Berry, Funmi and the rest of the squad as well, they can only learn from their experience.
Yeah, and it's the what we're trying to move away from is sort of being very coach-led, sort of a coaching cohort to peer-to-peer development. And, you know, the experience that Jade and Chelsea have got and Lindsay just means that those peer-to-peer conversations can happen a lot more. And we believe that will help the squad to develop more. And it become a less sort of directional coaching and more sort of expansive and creative coaching. And we think that's good for those players that are in the England environment and obviously for representing Pulse as well.
I noticed Sasha's back, but there's no Taylor this season.
Obviously, we loved Taylor. We're really pleased with Taylor's influence last year, but she also has a university commitment that We tried several ways to move around, but the reality is she has to commit a final year. She's studying law. She's a bright girl, and it's really important that we support our athletes as well in terms of achieving their academic challenges and hopes and dreams, as well as their playing aspirations. So she's going to work really hard this year, hopefully finish her law finals, and then we'll have some more conversations with her towards the end of this season.
Have you got an idea of leadership or captains as yet?
We do have a captain, but I'm going to
Did I miss
wait
out this
to.
morning?
No, you didn't. We haven't announced that yet, but we do have a captain, but we will come to that, Andy. And then the leadership group, we tend to like to see how the girls operate as a group, and they tend to have a say in voting for their leadership group. So that process will happen sort of over the next couple of months, and then we probably will have our leadership group together around about December, I would expect.
And if we look at it on a bigger scale, it's just important overall because we're heading now into Pulse's fourth season.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of what we've achieved so far. I came into the role when the club had come last, and it had a lot of challenges because it had been given a Super League place at very short notice, and that my predecessor had done a great job on getting a senior club up and running in very short notice, but it was a challenge. And when I came in, I'll be honest, there was not a lot of interest from athletes to come to London Pulse. So we made a decision then, a critical decision then, to invest in the young ones in our pathway because we recognised their talent and knew that they would come through strong for us. And we're now in a really good position that talent has paid us back with its really strong performances, but we are also able now to recruit world-class athletes to our programme. And that's down to all the hard work of the staff, the guys raising the money, the profile, the fact that we play at the Copper Box, we can house our athletes and look after them, we can provide a world-class program with Lisa Alexander and Fia and myself. We have a great performance team, and those are things that take time for athletes to trust and have confidence that we can deliver that for them. And I think we're doing that as a club, and we'll continue to try and do that as a club going forward.
It was nice to see as well the Keating Chambers Corporate Cups coming back, things like that, and their support as well for you.
Yeah, I mean, Keating Chambers have been so supportive through us that the Corporate Cup, as you will recall, we sort of were going to run a couple of years ago, and of course, COVID hit. But Keating stuck with us in terms of providing us support via sponsorship. And the Corporate Cup that's coming up in October is going to be an absolutely fantastic sort of celebration of netball at the Copper Box. And we're really looking forward to welcoming commercial netball teams to us to reassure them we have got medical aid if they get a bit stiff. And it's really a celebration of netball. The Super League players will be there to cheer them on and provide advice. And most importantly, the money raised goes back into our network to support athletes that otherwise would not be able to afford to be in our pathway. And we're trying to make sure we can support safe travel across London, because we've obviously got young female athletes traveling across London at night. So the money raised from the Corporate Cup will go back to directly support the next generation of netballers in London and South East.
Fans of the sport really love finding out about who else everybody else has signed. What are you like?
Well, we tend to know. I mean, the sort of
Oh
internal
my goodness, you do.
grapevine. But what I would say, I mean, so far, I mean, to talk about those that have announced, I mean, Storm, they've got a fantastic roster as well. They're obviously our neighbours. And we're really looking forward to competing with them. I think that there'll be a hot couple of matches that not to be missed, definitely.
You'd love that for the opener. I would.
I mean, it's going to be fantastic. I think we host Storm at the Copper Box first. And I think on that day, if my staff don't kill me, we've got every age group playing on that event as well, from 17s, 19s, 21s, and then seniors. So it's going to be an amazing day of netball at the Copper Box. So I think Storm roster's really good. Thunder have obviously had huge changes, but you can never discount the strength of the Thunder pathway either. So it's going to be really good to match up to them. And although Loughborough haven't announced, I think by just deducing what
from
players
what you've
haven't
heard.
Been named yet, I think we can all expect a hugely strong roster from Loughborough as well. So it's shaping up really nicely for some really good competitive netball, which is what we all want.
How important is retaining a lot of your team behind the team? Plus, obviously, under that guidance of Lisa as well.
It's massive. It's massive because it certainly takes a long time to understand how each other work. Lisa Alexander is obviously an outstanding performance director for us. And not only is she the PD for the Super League, but she's also managing our pathway, and along with Rowena Scott-Fairclough. And it means that you have the consistency of standards and best practice right the way through the club. So if you're selected for London Pulse under 15s, you will get the same ideology, the same level of expectation, the same care and guidance as you would at Super League level. And the team's consistent and the messaging is consistent. So that is really important for us. And we've retained all the performance staff this season. And we worked really well last year. And I think it takes a while to get to know each other's strengths. And I think we'll be even more effective this year for the Super League, but also through the pathway.
Steph has already teased that there's going to be some new Flyhawk kit. Obviously, we're waiting to see what they look like. But just that partnership with them will be continuing, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, Steph and I sort of came together when we both sort of, she just set up Flyhawk and I'd just come to a London Pulse. And she's such an amazing creative talent. And I just think her experience in providing Flyhawk kit that actually fits so well, the material's so good. She's just, it's a really top quality product. And she works very closely with us as a club, but also does a lot of our creative stuff as well. She helps manage our website. We have a really, really positive relationship with Flyhawk that we hope will continue for many years forwards, because I think she's an absolute dream to work with.
Are you hoping to see the return of memberships next season?
Indeed. I think whilst we're talking, I think the staff are launching those, Andy. So we've prepared the product. We've adapted it slightly because obviously I daren't say it, but I'm saying obviously there won't be COVID this year. So it means there's more hands-on benefits for members this year. And the membership provides a great support to the club, but also gives a window for those members on what we offer and what we do behind the scenes. So, yeah, we have launched that and we very much hope people buy into our membership and support the club. And every fan and every member we have makes a difference to the athletes coming through the pathway. So we're really grateful for anyone that's prepared to sign up and give their money over to the club. And we hope that the membership is worth their while and they enjoy being members and they are certainly valued as members.
Brilliant. More information on that just on London Pulse website?
Yes, on the website, not across our socials, I believe.
Excellent. Sam, as always, really good to speak to you. LondonPulseNetball.com for more on that and with a bit of luck, speak soon.
Thank you very much, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.